This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. The general synopsis at 1800. High Seoul, 1024, expected Malin, 1030 by 1800 Monday. High German Bight, 1027, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 3 or less, but southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 until later in west. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. North Atsira, South Atsira, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time, fair, good. 40s, south becoming variable, then northeast later, 2 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, variable becoming northeasterly later in Tyne, 2 to 4, showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Dogger, south becoming variable, then becoming northeast later, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in Fisher, otherwise variable 2 or 3, becoming northeast 3 or 4 later, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 3 to 5, showers in Dover, otherwise fair, good. Biscay, northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less for a time in south and later in east, occasionally 5 later, showers, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, but easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7 in southeast, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, showers at first, fog patches at first in Irish Sea, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, variable becoming northeasterly later in southeast, 2 to 4, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, westerly becoming variable becoming southwesterly later in northwest Rockall, 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later in Bailey, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, occasional rain, fog patches developing, good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, southwest by west 2, 12 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 2, 14 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Lerwick, south 4, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Wick, automatic, south by west, 1, mist, 4 miles, 1022, now falling. Aberdeen, north-northeast, 1, slight rain, 6 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south, 2, 15 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Boomer, south-southeast, 1, mist, 2 miles, 1023, now falling. Bridlington, southeast by south 3, 1024, now falling. Sam Detty light vessel automatic. East-northeast 3, 5 miles, 1024. Greenwich light vessel automatic. Northeast by east 6, 5 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point automatic. East 3, 1023, rising slowly. Jersey. East by north 3, 7 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. East-northeast 3, 1023. Scilly automatic. North by east 3, 4 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Milford Haven. North by east 2, 11 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Aberporth. Northeast by east 1, 7 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valley, southwest 2, 8 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north northwest 3, mist 2 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valencia, southeast 1, 22 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, north 1, mist 4 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Malin Head, southwest 3, 19 miles, 1025, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west 1, mist 4 miles, 1025, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure across the United Kingdom will continue to bring settled conditions with generally light or moderate breezes. Some showery rain is likely over northern waters at times, with showers developing more widely from Monday afternoon through the North Sea, becoming more settled again into Tuesday, but with strengthening winds in the English Channel. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, mainly west, 2 to 4. Occasional rain, fog patches near Orkney. Moderate or good, occasionally poor and very poor near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable becoming north or northeast 2 to 4, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northmorland. Variable, mainly northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers later, good, occasionally poor. Northmorland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Mainly fair. Showers later in east, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, then becoming northeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, showers. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, fog patches at first in north, good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast later. Fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 or 4, veering north or northeast later. Fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, mainly in north, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable becoming northwesterly, 2 to 4. Fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, veering northwest, 2 to 4. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. And Shetland Isles. South, southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for the news at 1am with David Harper. In the meantime, from myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Hi, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. Coming up in a few minutes' time, the latest on the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the third attempt on the US president's life in less than 2 years. One suspect's in custody, leading to shock in his community.
He seemed like a very ordinary person. You never expect it coming from this guy. He was a nice guy. I got a lot of help with my physics homework and prepared for tests with him.
Some possible movement in the Iran peace process. Iran's foreign minister returns to Pakistan for more talks. And a big day for the London Marathon. A Kenyan sets a historic race record. Plus, we speak with a 75-year-old cancer survivor who crossed the finish line with her daughter.
What mum doesn't really talk about much, actually, when she had blood cancer, she wasn't able to walk or run. You know, this was 2023. To be able to go from that to what she's done now, I don't think she kind of talks about it as much as what she should.
Stay with us on the BBC World Service.
BBC News with David Harper. Lebanon's health ministry has said Israeli strikes on the south of the country killed at least 14 people on Sunday and injured almost 40. Earlier, Israel announced another of its soldiers had been killed during combat in Lebanon on Sunday. Tom Bailey reports.
The Israeli military said its operations on Sunday had targeted what it described as rocket-launching terrorist cells and weapons storage facilities used by Hezbollah, but the Lebanese health ministry reported some civilian casualties. Under the terms of the truce, which was recently extended, Israel reserves the right to respond to imminent or ongoing attacks and has been striking Lebanese targets almost every day. Earlier on Sunday, the IDF announced that one of its soldiers had been killed and six more wounded by a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon. With both sides accusing each other of repeated violations, these latest attacks are a stark reminder of the fragile state of this ceasefire.
The defence minister